This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And good afternoon, everybody. It's Tom Chenault and Marianne Niehaus, and it's the Saturday edition of the Tom Chenault Show, the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday editions don't exist. This is the only show. Thank God.
We'd be so dead.
I'm going to do a Longmont Matters radio show after this, though, and just because I love the community stuff, and I just am doing another show today. So it's a two-show day for me.
Nice.
I hope everybody's having a great day. In the world of home-based business and network marketing, this is a pretty important show, I think. We're going to talk about the state of network marketing in 2018, but we're going to lead it in with what happened to Kevin Thompson and I last year in Amsterdam about this time. We were out there, and we were around a bunch of people in OneCoin. And to give them credit, they were really, really nice people. However, making a ton of money, but not really getting paid in money in their network marketing business. And, you know, we're out here trying to make $5,000, $10,000 a month, and these guys are making $5,000 to $10,000 an hour in OneCoin. And Kevin and I were looking at each other and rolling our eyes, and some very influential people telling us it was legit, and Kevin Thompson literally looking at people saying, no, it's not. I didn't have the guts to do that, but it was a roll of the cards. And then here we are a year later, and last week Ted Knighton at businessforhome.org announced that the founder had disappeared, and the leaders were leaving, and the bomb had gone off, and everybody had thought it was inevitable, and it apparently was. And I got hold of a few of the leaders over there that I met in Amsterdam. Again, incredibly nice people. I'm brokenhearted for them, because you never go into this thing thinking it's going to blow up on you. But as we've said on this show too many times, you know, the handwriting's on the wall when you're trying to mix crypto and MLM. And they were the pioneers in it. We heard how smart that lady was, but the fact of the matter is she probably was. And she got the money, and everybody else is getting the memories, and they're the bad memories. So with that said, hello, Tony Cannulli. How are you, buddy?
I am great, Tom. I am doing good. My voice is a little shot. I just got out of the hospital last night, so the morphine's wearing off, and I'm feeling good. Anyway, thanks for having me on
what
the show
happened,
tonight.
What happened to you?
I probably just second to you.
Oh, my God. Well, glad you're okay. You know, that's about a 30-day hangover, which is kind of what I used to live my life under, so I understand that. And hello, Kevin Thompson. How are you?
Doing wonderful, Tom. So happy to be on your program. Thanks for the invitation.
First thing, say hi to Bob Dickey, my man. Second thing, is that exactly the way it looked when we were out in Amsterdam last year?
Yeah, it was a sad sight. So the
what just happened?
Oh.
And I just think that he's... I'm sorry, can you hear me?
You keep fading in and out, so point your phone to the sky.
I'm going to do it.
Or get out of the bomb shelter. That's beautiful. Did you hear about that bomb scare in Hawaii a little while ago? They announced in Hawaii a missile was inbound and scared everybody out of their wits. They said, this is not a drill. A missile is inbound and everybody needs to take cover. And they sent that out over the emergency broadcast system, and they didn't correct it for 38 minutes, and they corrected it with an email, not like using the same system, to say, just kidding. And people they were freaked out. But, you know, we've got great friends over there. Glenn and Mary and Head live there. Richard Brooke and Kimmy live there. Mark Jay and his wife Devine live there. So I'm so happy. I think it's a wake-up, man. everybody there freaked out. They had riot. I mean, people were, it was a panic attack. And I think it was a good warning to us that we don't want to play around with this nuclear stuff. It scares the crud out of me. So I'm glad everybody in Hawaii is okay. I said that while Kevin was getting his microphone set up. So take it away, Kevin. Let's talk about Amsterdam a little bit, and then we go with the rest of what's going on.
I appreciate it. I hope the folks in Hawaii are okay. That's scary. So Ted Lane is a mutual friend of ours, and we've known him for several years. And I just think he's on the dark side a little bit. And, I was actually at his first conference several years ago, and it was a good event. This event, I'm not going to talk about OneCoin specifically, but there were a lot of Ponzi scheme victims in attendance. I would say that the vast majority of attendees were Ponzi scheme victims. And some people think, well, you know what? They're adults and they know what they're doing. They know what the deal is. And when you talk to these people, they don't know. And they were taking out mortgages to buy various products, various new cryptocurrencies. They were selling their farms. And these people had no idea the kind of risk they were taking. And that's why it was really hard for me to be there, because I felt like indirectly I was sort of adding legitimacy to what they were doing. And so if you recall, I sort of changed my talk up, and I was really aggressive on the importance of adding value. I mean, I stood up there, and they were just, if they could throw knives at me, they would have. And I was laying it on the straight. And look, if you don't provide real value, number one, people get hurt. Number two, they get mad. And sadly, the news with OneCoin recently, it's just the beginning. It's very anticlimactic, guys. This is the first inning of what's going to happen. It's going to get ugly. I mean, there are regulatory agencies throughout the world that are about to intervene. The problem is, in the Zeke Rewards scenario, which is a Ponzi scheme that was shut down in 2012, for your listeners that might have forgotten about that event, there was cash in various bank accounts that could be seized. The SEC got access to that money and protected it. Before Zeke even knew there was a lawsuit, or there are some reports that maybe Zeke, turned themselves in, but there was money here in crypto land. The money's gone. And so I've already talked to a few victims in various programs, and I don't think they're going to get anything back because there's no money to seize. It literally has evaporated. Now, if a regulatory agency in some part of the world, let's say United States, were to find one of these founders, maybe they can get some money out of the founders to compensate some of the victims. But usually in Ponzi scheme cases, when the thing implodes, there's not much left. So I really feel bad for the victims that are out there, and I do not think the majority of them did not know better. It had the veneer of legitimacy. It seemed really appealing that the story of Bitcoin is real. The meteoric rise in value is real, and people thought this was their version of getting in on Bitcoin early. And it's just heartbreaking. The majority of them, they lost everything. Now, some of these people, they knew better. And these people, there's a difference between being incompetent and being evil. The people that knew better, they're evil. And their day is coming. It's hard to anticipate how, whether it's going to be in the form of lawsuits, whether it's going to be in the form of criminal prosecutions, whether it's going to be in the form of violence even, and hopefully that never happens. But in China, it's very common in Ponzi scheme cases where there's people, they go old school. And like I said, this thing we're hearing here with OneCoin USI Tech, it's the first inning.
Yeah, and when you talk, and we talked about some stuff off the last time we did this show about some of the other crypto companies besides OneCoin, and who you thought was going to survive this thing, and who you thought wasn't, and it was like you said, none of them are going to survive. And maybe the one that's going to survive will survive, but it hasn't really been born yet, that crypto company that can be an MLM company. Do you still stand by that premise, or are they still cleaning it up? Should people still steer clear?
Yeah, well, currently, my advice is steer clear. Now, there's different shades of illegality. Ponzi scheme scenarios, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's an 11. Highly illegal. Criminal. They take away your freedom. Now, these things are like viruses. And if you recall the Zeke Rewards days, you know, the community develops an immunity. So, you know, the community can tell, okay, penny auction program, that's a Ponzi scheme. But if you recall, as with viruses, they mutate and they change. And the programs were a little different. Well, we're better than Zeke Rewards. We found out what they did wrong, and we're doing it better. And then it's the same database. The lemmings go from one scam to another. That's a little better, but still bad, still illegal. And you're seeing the same thing in the cryptocurrency space. And in particular, now the new thing is cloud mining. Not as illegal as the Ponzi scheme scenario, but it is an unregistered security. And we can talk about that later if you want. You can ask various questions about it. Now, your question is there a way to do it right? I haven't seen it yet. And here's my question. It's a rhetorical question. The whole when a new token is created in the blockchain world, the early adopters, they acquire these tokens primarily for speculation, primarily because the tokens can conceivably go up in value. So that mentality, when you layer it into an MLM business opportunity, it's not a good mix. I think blockchain's place in the industry is more on the software side, more on the service side, right? More on the let's have an open, distributed compliance database, a compliance blockchain that can be used by multiple companies. So it's more, it belongs, you know, in the skeletal structure, not in the exterior. And right now there are no services based on blockchain on the inside of these companies. It's all, hey, buy this token, it's going to go up in value. Buy these cloud mining services, you're going to get more Bitcoin than what you paid for. They're all primarily, the thinking is, you put in $100, you pull out $150. And as long as that's the thinking, it's a huge problem.
Wow, that is terrible. Well, we're going to take a break. Richard Brooks with us. He's just, you know, here's a Hawaii guy. So I want to talk to him on the other side of this break about the scare, because I'll tell you what, that puts it in perspective for everybody. He was scared to death. I was scared to death. I had text messages coming in like it was going out of style from people that literally thought this was real. And what we don't ever want to have happen is for it to be real. And we just need to make this planet a kinder, better place. So we're going to come back right after this. We've got Kevin Thompson. He is a rock star. We've got the very ill Tony Cannulli, who was really nice to come. Marianne Niehaus, Richard Brooke, Tom Chenault. We'll be right back.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're back. I'm telling you, you probably bought that sling bow, and you probably bought some fake blood or whatever that was, and that's a beautiful thing. Hello. How are you, Richard Brook? I know you love the commercials when you're just listening. I'll bet it's real torture when you're just having to wait to come on. God, I'm glad that was a false.
He waits for me to edit them, Tom. He doesn't listen to them.
Oh, my God, I know. Oh, yeah, he waits for you to strip him out before he listens to the recording, which I appreciate too, Tony. So, Richard, were you scared? You just scared the crud out of you, huh?
Well, actually, it was kind of surreal, Tom. I was in the air from L.A. to Austin. I left last night. LAX, LAX to Austin. And I landed, and I had these text messages from people saying, wow, big scare, glad everything's okay. And I didn't know anything about it. And my phone, of course, was dead. So when I got some juice in my phone, I called Kimmy. And to listen to her story of terror, I mean, 40 minutes of pure terror, her and Haley believing that the Hawaiian Islands are going to get hit with a nuclear missile. They ran to the neighbors. The woman neighbor right next door, actually, her husband wasn't home. He was fishing or something. And so anyway, the only thing they could think to do is run down to the Four Seasons. It's about, 2 minutes away. And everybody at the Four Seasons was huddled in the spa because it's kind of underground with no windows. And, they were both hugging each other and saying their goodbyes. And she's telling me this story, and I'm like, wow, that's as real as it gets.
Yeah.
That's 40 minutes of getting really present to what's important to you in life.
Well, we all need
but
to do
it's all
it,
good
that's
now.
No way to have to. Yeah, well, I love you. And on that front, we are in a business and in a profession that we have to take just as seriously. And we're in something where people are getting harmed, not by nuclear weapons, but by weapons of mass destruction called Ponzi schemes and con men on a daily basis. And it's on us to fight back. And you have done a great job, along with Kevin Thompson and Tony Cannulli, of really, there aren't a lot of people out there doing it. There's a lot of people talking about doing it, but you guys are in the trenches, and I just want to thank you for that. And what do you think's going on, Richard? What do we need to do?
Well, it's, you know, it's education, and the challenge is, you know, how do you educate people that are on the fringe? And like Kevin said, you know, most of the people that get involved in these programs, you know, they're not getting involved in network marketing to build an asset income that'll last, you know, generations. They're being caught up in the moment of, you know, hey, you know, like Kevin said, you know, you put in $100, you get $150 back. They're getting caught up in the frenzy of greed. And even though that they might be paying people in some kind of multi-level structure, that's not a multi-level asset income opportunity. And what we need to educate people about is, you know, it all comes down to products. For now, Rob Sperry, I think it was Rob, put a pretty good post on his group or something, or maybe it was ANNP yesterday or the day before about, you know, products. And, you know, what kind of products build asset income? And so I responded, well, why don't you look at, you know, the top 10 companies in our profession, not just in sales volume, but in longevity. And when people come to me and they say, you know, what company should I join? What kind of products should I sell? And, you know, one of the questions I ask them is, well, how long do you want to get paid? You know, if you build a network marketing organization, how long do you want to get paid? And people don't actually think about that. You should see the look on their face when I ask people that. And they go, you know, they say things like, well, a long time or forever or, well, how long is that? And, you know, when people start thinking about how long they get paid, one of the things they might want to think about is, well, what am I selling? And even in quasi-legitimate network marketing companies, people are selling products that do things that my flipping toaster will do. Or if it doesn't do it now, it'll do it 6 months from now. You know, technology products are really stupid when it comes to network marketing because they're not going to be paying anybody asset income 50 years from now. Those products are going to be irrelevant, you know, 2 years from now.
We got to take a break, Brooke. Not because we have to take a break, because I have to answer all these texts that just blew up my phone. Thank you so much. We'll be back right after this break.
This is Dan Bill. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back. It is the Tom Chenault Show with Richard Brook, with obviously Kevin Thompson, Tony Cannulli, and the wonderful soon-to-be-on Troy Dooley. He just dialed in, and he's dialing in now, too. So it's just a fun little band of misfits all trying to keep this business on the up and up.
We're ambassadors. We're ambassadors, Richard. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, we can call it what we want. I think after that last piece, it might be ostracized. You have a minor opinion about technical. We all know what company you're talking about. Let's go right over to that kind of that post you put out the other day about all the income claims and ease of work claims and all the crud that we're seeing from these people that say you're going to make $1 million next month and you're not going to do any work. How dangerous is that, Richard? And, yeah, I know you're talking to all kinds of people in the DSA and places like that. What's that look like for us? It's just suicide, right?
You know, it's I don't know if it's suicide. I just call it stupid. And
yeah.
What outrages me, Tom, is you know, there is a group of people in this industry that have been doing this for, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. And we know better, and we stand up on stage in front of thousands of people, and we declare, you know, we're all about integrity and longevity, and you know, we got each other's back, and, you know, we champion each other, and then as soon as, I don't know what happens, I don't know what the backroom conversation looks like, I don't know how desperate people get, and I know about desperation, I know it just, you know, has people do crazy things, but all of a sudden, you know, people get in these stupid deals, and they are stupid. They're just plain stupid. They have stupid products. They have stupid marketing and promotion. They have stupid things that we've all sat around and agreed are not only criminal, they're stupid. You know, I've been in 3 months and I'm already making $100,000 a month. And, you know, that's just stupid. You know, if you're making $100,000 a month after 3 months, well, you just got like 1,000 people to each invest like $25,000 a piece in junk. And, you know, I thought we were done with that. You know, NSA 30 years ago. Why are we still doing that? It's stupid. It's stupid, people. And, you know, I'm sick of it. And, you know, one of the advantages of being 62 years old, Tom, and not, you know, I don't own my own company.
I'm crying over here.
I'm not on the DSA board anymore. I don't own my own company. I'm 62. I live on a little island, a little remote island out in the Pacific. I don't give a shit anymore. By the way, I can say that because of the President of the United States and every news broadcaster on the planet. I said the word shit 1,000 times a minute for the last 24 hours.
You can't. I don't give a shit
what some of my friends.
5 years ago when you were on the DSA board, you wouldn't say this shit. What happened?
I've said it to the DSA board in closed meetings, but. You know, we just have a lot of stupid friends, Tom, and they're colleagues, and I'm not picking on any particular company or people. There's a whole bunch of them, and they're in all kinds of companies. And whether it's, you know, crappy nutritional products or stupid technology products, they're going to be completely irrelevant. In fact, they already are. And, you know, income claims that, you know, some amateur would be making 20 years ago, but yet a professional in our profession, somebody that, you know, Eric Worre or Jonak or you or somebody is, you know, or I've done a hero call with, or, you know, we've put them up on a pedestal and told people, hey, listen to these people, follow these people. They're network marketing professionals and they're doing things that amateur stupid people did 30 years ago, and they're doing it in 2017. And they just should be slapped. I'm done.
I agree. I hope so. So anyway, what do you think of that, Kevin? Kevin, what do you think? I just posted Richard Brook is out of his mind. We might actually have somebody listen to this show for the first time ever. Oh, that's so funny. Go ahead, Kevin. True. I mean, he hit the nail on the head. It's exactly what you did last year.
Yeah, he thought out of his mind. And I always enjoy Richard's thoughts, and I love it when he posts content online. I love meeting him in person. He and I are completely on the same page. The reality, though, is that the scanny behavior works. I said this when Richard was building his company that he would eventually sold. I think it was a year or two ago. Richard is by the book. He does things with integrity, always has. And in the environment that we were in at the time, that was a competitive disadvantage because, you know, the industry is littered with knuckleheads that cut corners. And that puts a guy like him at a disadvantage. And there was a little bit of improvement, just to get a little bit political here. You know, the last few years of the prior presidential administration, we had a Federal Trade Commission. It was aggressive. And if anything, they were too aggressive. There was an overcorrection. But people were intimidated. Behavior did kind of improve because finally there were some cops on the streets. And companies had the ability to say, you know what, you see what happened to Herbalife, that can happen to us. Get your act together. Those conversations were happening. Behavior did kind of improve a little bit. You still had scams. You still had stupid behavior. You still had stupid companies. But you didn't have as much. Now, FTC is completely on ice. They're doing nothing. Literally nothing. And 2017 was kind of a test year. Let's just see what happens. Well, nothing happened. And based on what the FTC is saying and what they're doing, it's pretty clear they're not going to do much. And so now you're seeing more of the behavior that Richard's talking about, and you're going to continue to see that behavior. That's the sad thing. Maybe it's because I'm in a bad mood. Maybe it's because I came from a three-year-old birthday party, and those things are torture. But I'm a little jaded, where I'm sort of past this point where, you know, we need to educate people. The reality is the dark side is very powerful. And this pull, this greed that's in everybody, it's a very powerful motivator. And sadly, it wins over the side of you that understands long-term work, long-term residual assets. A lot of people fall prey to short-term greed, and that's why these stupid companies operate. And as P.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every minute. And as long as you're going to have suckers out there buying this stuff and falling for these programs, the programs will continue to exist. It is sad, okay, but true. And yeah, commercial break.
No break. Tony's a consultant. You're a lawyer. I have no idea all the deals Brooks in. Here's my question. At what point do we, as these leaders, say, I'm not taking you on as a client. You got no shot. You can't. And what you're doing isn't what is furthering. Is it on us? Is it on Troy Dooley? I know he reps a lot of companies. The ANMP, I'm always screaming about conflicts of interest in that whole crowd. And is that on us to self-police at such a level that we have to raise our hand and say this is not right? Is that where it has to come from, Kevin?
I don't think so. I think really the pressure is on banks, and they're feeling the pressure. So banks have to be very careful with who they board, and credit card processors. They're under a lot of what's called anti-money laundering pressure. Now, as for me, yeah, and sometimes clearly if the business owner is just a complete moron and they don't have a desire to do anything right, we decline. And we're declining more and more engagements because the problem is whenever we do represent somebody and we tell them how bad their program is, how they need to unwind it, give everybody a refund, shut this thing down, they don't tell people that. They say, oh, we've got Kevin Thompson. He's our lawyer. I'm very sensitive to that. And that is a problem. And I tell people, look, it doesn't mean anything if our firm is engaged. We work with bad companies and good companies. Now, with that being said, if we were to turn down engagements, it's like saying, well, it's a doctor that will only agree to work with patients that are healthy. We can't do that.
Yeah.
And the reality is sometimes we do have clients that, you know what, it's a terrible program, and they listen. They stay out of America. Sometimes the advice is, people, you don't want to do this here. Go somewhere else. And sometimes they listen. And in my view, that's a good service. It protects American people and American participants as best I can. But to answer your question, you know, the vendors have an obligation to not work with these companies. You'd still have them. They'd find a way to operate. They'd find a way to launch. They'd find somebody to pay to help them out.
Cool.
And so I guess, you know, how do you slow them down? It's really hard. I tried recently. I called a company out by name. And then you get an eat crap letter within 48 hours, and you got to pull it down.
Of course.
I think that's why I know Behind MLM is not a very popular website, but it's an important exercise because it has to be an anonymous source. Otherwise, whenever you do call a company out, you're immediately subject to attacks. Even if you're right, you're going to be attacked. And so it makes it that much more difficult to spread awareness.
You agree with that, Richard?
Well, yeah, I mean, none of us need lawsuits. It's just not worth it.
Before you answer, an example is Richard was talking about a company. Notice, He didn't call it out by name. And until people call out companies by name, I don't think you're going to really prevent people from joining and correcting the challenge, right? That's a problem that we have. The moment you call a company out by name, you're a target.
Well, I actually did that about 3 weeks ago, Kevin. I called two distributors in two different companies. One is a crypto mining deal, and one is a technology deal. And I posted their BS in my blog because it was just total fraud. It was totally illegal. If the FTC read their promotional material and they had the time and the resources, I mean, they'd throw them in jail. And I called them out by name, and I'm not afraid to call any company out by name. None of us need to get sued. The part that I wanted to address is the question, should Kevin be representing these companies? Should, you know, Troy be representing these companies? And my answer to that is yes, because they are going to hire counsel anyway. And
okay, so I hate to take it. We have to take a real break. I did not push the break button. I promise. This is a real break. The last time I pushed the break button.
What if I just talk about selling something right now?
Okay, yeah, go ahead. You can be the commercial.
I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, it's back with Tom Chenal. Now we've got Troy Dooley to add to this complete band of lunacy. Richard Brook just let Kevin Thompson and Troy off the hook for representing clients that might be less than stellar because somebody's got to do it, A, and B, these guys could keep them a lot more straight than if they weren't the lawyers, and I agree with that. So that's kind of where we are. Is that correct, Richard?
Absolutely. I see it as we have moles inside the organization. And they can steer the ship in at least a little bit better direction. If Kevin Thompson didn't represent some of these companies, I mean, I could name some people I surely wouldn't help us to represent them. I think they should. I think Troy should. I think Tony should. And of course there's going to be a line that they draw where, you know, total criminal enterprise. No, there's a difference between being criminal and stupid.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, Troy, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. After being called a mole, I think three clients just canceled their agreements. I don't know.
You are so lucky. You are so lucky you didn't hear the whole show. Thank God for Kevin Thompson, man. Richard Brook is on a roll. So, Troy, what we've been talking about is, you know, we have a responsibility to keep the profession as straight as possible, to our own selves be true, and we need to call out these ones that are doing the egregious stuff, and that's kind of where it sits right now. You've actually stepped back as far as the MLM help desk into a less active role because you got sick of it, right?
I really did. I'll go down the path Richard did. You know, I started realizing, hey, if we're going to fix this, we got to get on the inside and try to separate stupid from illegal and try to get people to understand, hey, this just doesn't make any common sense what you're trying to do. I wish it worked all the time. It doesn't. There's people with bigger egos than I've got or Thompson's got or Richard's got or Tony's got. So, you know, they think they know what they're doing, and usually they don't last 6 months to a year.
So, Kevin, you are the voice of reason, the sage man, the youngest of the old here. What do you think the next step is? I mean,
well,
stay the course, keep fighting.
It's day by day. The next step is day by day. Like Richard said, just education. And I don't know if Troy heard this comment. I've reached a point where I'm a little bit jaded where I've been, you know, let's save the industry and lock arms and educate people. But it's been really hard to stem the tide because there's been some really good-looking scams luring a lot of innocent people with promises of easy money. And when somebody is, you know, what I've learned is when somebody sees dollar bills in their head, it's really hard to persuade them otherwise, no matter how many facts you throw at them. And so what I do is I try to share quality content from my website to create awareness. We've got a blog teed up, probably going to go live next week, about cloud mining and how, in our opinion, and I understand other lawyers might see it differently, but in our opinion, the idea of cloud mining is selling unregistered securities. I mean, they're investment programs. You're giving a company money. They're managing it for you on your behalf, and they're giving you a pro rata return of the gains. That's a classic definition of a security. I think those are very dangerous programs. They're not as bad as the Ponzi schemes. But as Richard said, why build a company if you know for a fact it's not going to yield residual results 2 years from now? Or maybe even 6 months from now. Why do it? Why leverage your goodwill to do that? And so Once we publish that article, certainly that'll preclude us from ever representing, you know, that kind of program again. Some people say, you know what, we want to do this and we want to do it right. Help us. Well, sometimes the program is so bad, the analogy is, we want to sell cocaine and you need to help us do it right. I can't. There's nothing we can do. So find another lawyer. So we do say no in some cases. But where we go from here, Tom, just week by week, my man, keep doing what you're doing. You do a good job.
Well, I'm the only one, as I can tell, I'm the only one still actively working. That's what's really I'm the only one with a job. This is tragic.
Let's touch on something though here too, because we always look at the company owners, the company executives, when some of these programs launch, and there truly is a giant lottery mentality. Illinois, a few years ago's lottery was bankrupt, and yet people were still buying the tickets knowing there was no money in the pot. So, yeah. You know, if we can't stem the tide of the average person looking for that get-rich-quick lotto mentality, this is just going to continue, and we're going to have to continue to educate and fight it.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, this has been a show. Say goodbye, Richard. You got about 10 seconds.
Well, I'll use that 8 seconds left to acknowledge you, Tom Chenault, for your tireless ambassadorship of our profession, while at the same time tirelessly building your great company, Youngevity, and great products and a great representation of what's possible in network marketing. So there's my back slap for you, which is well deserved.
Well, all right. Well, he ate all your time up, so we don't want to hear any more of that garbage. So here's the deal, you guys. I did not pay him for that. That was my only paid ad in the whole show. You guys, I love you all. Tony Cannulli, Troy Dooley, Kevin Thompson, and, of course, Richard Bliss Brook, who I am so happy made it through that scare. We'll see you all next week with Ray Higdon on this show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.